Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sandy Booker, and she is with the CAM School and down Messina way. So good morning to you, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good and hope you are too. I know you're really, really busy because you have a sale coming up this Friday.
Yes, we do. We are going to have our greenhouse ready to go on this Friday from 2 to 6.
Now, Sandy, how long have you been doing this? Let's kind of look back just a little bit before we look ahead and the many changes that are going to be happening. How long have you been doing this, and who's kind of involved with it? Just a short description.
First of all, you know what? I've lost track of how many years you've done it.
So, it's been a lot.
That's the question. Yes, 15, 16 maybe.
Wow.
It started out with the CNM FFA when we became CAM. They were going to look at getting rid of the greenhouse, and Dean Downer and I decided, hey, let's see if we can keep it going. So it became a middle school greenhouse, and our Man and His Environment class kind of took it from there, and we're still novices. We're still learning along the way. So Dean is no longer helping me out with this because he did retire, so it's just myself and then our class, and it's been a fun learning experience.
It has been, I'm sure. A lot, and as you say, you keep learning. Well, that's what experience is all about, is kind of seeing what the outcome is. So let's talk about what you are going to be selling. What's available for people to come and take a look at and take home?
Okay. The first thing is we will have our hanging baskets, but of course, you know, I lost my workforce of about 40 kids when the school closed down, so we're not going to have near the baskets that we've had before, so that's going to be limited. We still have flowers, and I will set out some planters so people, when they get flowers, they can pick up some free baskets, some free planters, take those home and make their own creation. So there will be hanging baskets. We have wave petunias. We have petunias. We have geranium. We have vincas, we have some pansies, so there's various flowers, and of course, then I went ahead and started when Mr. Hunt, Mr. Kahn gave me the okay to let's keep this thing going for the community. I made it an essential business by planting vegetables, so we will have tomatoes, peppers, and a limited amount of cucumbers, and I just tried to pick kind of the things that I remembered off the top of my head were the most popular tomatoes and peppers. And so we have, you know, a few varieties for those. And I know a lot of people are thinking about starting their own garden. So there's some good starting level tomatoes, some early ones, some mid and some late ones. And, of course, the stuff to make salsa.
Yes, salsa for sure. And, Sandy, as you say, this has pretty much been a Sandy kind of thing this year. And I know people are going to appreciate that. I'm sure you took a look at what you've been selling over those past years also to help you make those choices.
I did. And, you know, I still want to give credit to my kiddos because we started this in the day that school was going to be closed. They asked, what about our business? And I said, you know what, I'll keep it going as long as I can, as long as, you know, we don't get shut down by the governor or whatever, as long as we're following rules. So I still want to give a lot of kudos to the kids because they did help get started this year. And unfortunately, they're not going to get to see the end result. But, you know, that's something that I kind of miss too. I miss my workforce. I miss seeing them be excited about things that bloom and everything. And I did have a Zoom meeting with the eighth graders the other day, and I just said, how about we as a business, we've been so well supported over the years by the community. How about we give back? Why don't we take everything that we have? It's going to be awfully hard to cash out this year with no students and no kids will be allowed at the sale this year. And I said, what about we find some place to give back to our communities and we take free will donations for our plant? And what do you think about helping out our food pantries? And they were on board with that. So this year, we're going to give back to our communities. We feel that this is our year to help out. And I appreciate the kiddos saying, yeah, we're fine with that.
Mm-hmm. So the way that this is going to work, a part of it is that you're going to have a place for money just for people just to put money in a box or whatever container, whatever they feel like. But they will know that this is going to the food pantries in Cumberland and Oneida rather than back to the school. This has been a way for you to keep this whole project and growing experience going. So you've decided, well, you can still make that happen even though this money's going to go somewhere else?
Yeah, we are going to be fine. That's one thing I told the kids is we have enough in our account for our greenhouse to continue. And over the years, it's always been, you know, which group, how much did we make, how much did we make? Because it is a business. They budget. They look at what we're going to purchase. And looking at the numbers, I've crunched them. We're fine. We're going to be able to come back. But I think this year we give back. This is a time of need by a lot of people. So we're fine. And we're just hoping that our donations really help out the Cumberland Care and Share program and the Oneida Food Pantry.
Okay. So what are some of the other kinds of rules or guidelines as people come to shop? What kinds of things are you recommending that people do?
Okay, and there are a lot of them. So I will say, first of all, that we have them listed on the Cass County Outdoor Classroom Facebook page if people have Facebook. We put them on the Cam South Elementary Facebook page and the Cam Middle School Facebook page. They should come out in the Oneida Tribune this week because Oneida Tribune said, yes, we'll do that. But, of course, we have a lot. And the first thing is that we're not going to be in the greenhouse. We're going to be in the parking lot, at the bus parking lot. But we're asking people to come up Spruce Street and then line up on 6th Street, and I will have staff there to direct them to the parking lot.
Sandy, I want to just interrupt a minute because there may be some people listening that don't realize we're talking about Messina. That's
right.
That's where this is located. So the streets you gave are in Messina. So I interrupted you there. So maybe you want to start back when people get to Messina, how do they get to the parking lot?
Okay, they want to go down. They want to actually kind of go next to the school. And I'm not really sure which street that
That's
is
okay.
That is east of the school. But follow Spruce Street up and come in front of the school to park. And we'll have people there that kind of, you know, are directing them. And then we'll have staff that directs them up into the bus parking lot. With that, we're only allowing, even though we're out in the bus parking lot, we're only allowing 5 people in the shop at a time. So we're asking people to only send 1 family member so that we can get more people through there. And we're not going to allow any students or children this year, so we're asking them to please make arrangements for their students and their children before they come to shop. And I have staff that has volunteered to come in and help with this. So we are asking everybody to please wear a mask or a face covering so that we protect you. We'll have masks on and you protect us because we don't want a big outbreak of this virus because people came to get plants.
We all need to protect each other.
Exactly. And with that, you know, if you're not feeling well, it's kind of, we're following a lot of those guidelines. If you're not feeling well, please stay home. Wash your hands before you come. We'll have hand sanitizer as you go into the one-way walkthrough that we'll have the plants set out. The plants will be set out at 6 feet apart so that people can remember to social distance. And then as you get ready to leave, we'll have our fish aquarium there that you can drop your donations in, and then there will be a staff member there to kind of direct you out the exit, so it's kind of a one-way walkthrough. But we won't have the kids there to load stuff for people this year, so they're kind of on their own. We're going to kind of not have a whole lot of contact with you. I will be there. Dana Coonsey's going to help me if they have questions on things. But otherwise, we're just going to try and let people get through there. And I have posted a list of our plants on the Cass County Outdoor Classroom Facebook page. So maybe they can make a shopping list, which will make it a little bit quicker.
And maybe they could bring, the shoppers could bring a basket or a box or something that, you know, that it's easier to carry if you have a basket kind of thing, perhaps. So just plan ahead. Okay.
Right. And I do have the flats that we have used before, and I'm pulling out some of our plastic flats that they can take with them that we don't need anymore, so we can clean them out of the, so as far as to put plants in, I will have things for that, but we won't have people there to carry them to their cars like we have done in the past.
Okay, it's everybody, people are really excited about planting things. So let's remember that we can come to Messina. That's this Friday, coming right up here. At what time?
From 2 to 6, and it's one day only. We usually do two, but we're cutting it down this year to one day, Friday, this Friday, May 8th, from 2 to 6.
Okay, so take a trip to Messina, find some great plants, help out a lot of people, and it wouldn't hurt at all to say thanks to Sandy Booker and all of the other volunteers, though. We want to thank you very much, Sandy, for visiting with us and letting us know about the plant sale going on.
And well, thank you so much for the information.
You
and
bet,
letting us
Sandy.
Get that information out.
You bet. And until next time, this pandemic has caused us, when life isn't going right, change directions.
That's right.